man standing, we have to read a few scriptures before I give him a morning text in order to clarify some things. Okay, so in a few moments they're sowing, we let them sow. They're sowing online, they're sowing here. Reverence opens the door for revelation. In worship and singing, we create an atmosphere of reverence, respect, and honor to God. Once he's honored, and once he's honored and respected, he manifests himself. So important. We're in a transition in the church now of how God wants to do things, changing things. And if any of you all, well, let me say it another way. There's a reverence in here. It's not just a ritual. Let me say it another way. You maybe didn't understand me. There's a presence. And money can't buy that. Now, in order for God to be present in your life, listen very carefully, because if you don't pay attention, you won't get it. You got to be present. People praying about God present, he's always present. If anybody absent, it's you. You follow me? He's always present. Now, in the transitional period of the church, turn, I want you to remain standing, to Ephesians chapter 4. I have to read two scriptures before I start preaching this morning. Two scriptures to set us up for becoming transitional partners with the Holy Ghost. This text in Ephesians 4 describes some things that I have to set in order. For I've been a pastor a long time, but this apostolic and prophetic assignment is strong on me. I need y'all to pray. It's strong on me. And so I see some things in prayer time. I see some things where God want the church to be and want you to be. And you're going to take the word of God to get us there. But it's also going to take faith. Now in Ephesians 4:11, I want to explain something. We've been operating on a threefold ministry gift instead of the five. Pastor, teacher, and evangelist. Now, God, in these last days, got to set the apostle and prophet back in place, that stronger dimension of the Spirit. Can flow in the people of God. Stronger dimension of the Spirit and power can flow in the children of God. So you see in the 11th verse, it says, and he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. God know what he's doing?
Yes, sir.
Now look what it was for. And if verse 11 is not in place, verse 12 cannot be manifested. For the perfecting of the saints, number one. For the work of the ministry, number two. For the edifying of the body of Christ. You supposed to be doing ministry. Just looking up here. No, you are anointed. You got power.
Yes, sir.
When problem manifests in your family, you're supposed to take it over. And say, in the name of Jesus, that's not going to happen up in here. You got to be matured enough to know I got the power. And so this is where we should be now. Till we all, look at verse 13, till we all come to the unity of faith. Isn't that something?
Yes.
And then of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a what?
Matured.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, oh my God. Tossed about with sickness and diseases. To and fro. Carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love. You see that?
Yes.
May grow up into him in all things, not something, all things, which are hid, even Christ. Now look at verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So I want you to think about that. That apostolic government and prophetic declaration, in other words, decreeing things, not praying about it. Things that already is in place, but because of immaturity, the body of Christ have not walked in it as they should.
Yes.
Okay? We're not criticizing anybody, we're just dealing with business, you know. Right, now, for it to happen, another scripture we got to read before I start this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want to bring an apostolic setting in our midst so we can understand who get the glory and who's doing this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 has an apostolic declaration made and the type of preaching that has to be coming forth now to shift the body of Christ into her dream life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish you were bold enough to say, I'm about to be shifted into my dream life. Not regular church going no more. Not just going to church and say, I'm a Christian and I'm going to heaven. No, I want some things to start happening right now. Power and glory. So the Apostle Paul, after talking about the cross in chapter 1, how powerful the cross of Jesus is, he began to explain what type of ministry that has to take place for the church to be what she was supposed to be. In verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1, 1 Corinthians. You remember reading Ephesians 4, right? The other type of preaching got to come. And I, brother, when I came, you came not with excellency of speech or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. See, not going to happen by good speech. For I'm determined, now look at verse 2. Here's an apostolic statement. For I'm determined not to know anything among you, Baptist, Word of Faith, Catholic, Methodist, Charismatic. But I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Y'all see that?
Yes.
Now listen to what the apostle said now in verse 3. And if you can't get here, you're not, if you think you're all that, you're not going to be to preach this. And I was with you in what? Weakness and in fear and in much trembling. What? And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, no entertainment in here this morning. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Somebody said,
this is my hour.
Right there. Demonstrating the Spirit and power. Now notice, and this is where we got to stop. Notice verse 5. This has to be stopped.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got all these man preachers y'all got y'all mind on. And you're not hearing what's being said. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Where? I'm going to read on a little because this is a transition period. You understand?
Yes.
I'm going to read on a little so we can rip it together. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are matured. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world. Look what happened to it. That come to nothing. Come to naught. But look at verse 7 now. But we speak the wisdom of God. Here it is.
Yes,
in a what?
Because
it's not for everybody. There are some going to take it and make it trashy. So God not going to reveal it to them. You can't duplicate a real ministry. Hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We prep the body of Christ to hear, to get ready for what you're saying to us and where you're leading us to now. We thank you for revelation knowledge, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for anointing us for this morning. Anoint our ears that we can hear and our hearts that we can mend together. Thank you for every person that is here in the sanctuary and online around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Romans chapter 12. Now, you're going to have to be prepared this morning, because the Lord is aiming to take us somewhere this morning that going to shake the kingdom of darkness up. Romans chapter 12. When I heard this, I said, wow, Lord, what is this? So I want you to write this subject down. Health, mercy, and grace comes to my body now. Health, mercy, and grace cometh to my body now. In other words, mercy and grace is about to attack sickness and disease from heaven. God's mercy and God's grace is about to set on your body and release you from every work of Satan. All your family inheritance. God don't work with DNA. DNA is God A. Now, in order for that to happen, let me define mercy for you first, quickly here. A blessing that is an act of favor or compassion. A blessing that is an act of favor or compassion. Grace is a special privilege or right granted. Every person on the sound of my voice, you come to an advantage standpoint of health this morning. Because now God's mercy and God's grace become divine medicine for your healing and for your health. Mercy works. Grace works. And absolutely no power or nothing can stop them. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we haven't been here before. We haven't experienced the revelation of help, mercy, and help, grace. In other words, it brings our bodies into the realm of the supernatural. It places our spirit in control of our soul and body. Good news supersedes all other news. Now, in order for that to transpire, Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 has to be in place. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. How? By the mercies of God, that you present your body to God's mercy this morning, to God's grace. No matter what kind of report you have, and no matter what you've been going through, you present your body. But you can't present it naturally. You got to present it by mercy. Then you have to deal with your soul in the second verse. The church have conformed to sickness and disease because they believe they're normal. But you are not, listen at me. You are not normal. You are anointed. Which destroy yokes and remove burden. Look at 1 John 2:27. And recognize there's an ability, there's a power, there's a supernaturalness in you called the anointing. And it keep you abiding in the truth and abiding in Jesus. You tell me a person abiding in the truth and abiding in Jesus can't get their help? Why don't you talk to me up in here? Say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Now watch what you say next, because the Spirit of God tell me, say, I'm anointed with help. What? Let me prove that. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. My oppression is over this morning. I'm going to let this anointing flow in me right now. I'm going to release my faith in God. The Bible says, have faith in God. Then the Bible says, verily, verily, whosoever shall say to this sickness and disease, be thou removed from my body, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which you say, he shall have whatsoever he saith. See, there's your anointing. Now, your anointing and faith working together. Help mercy and help grace cometh to my body now. Now, I'm going to make some statement. You've got to be really with me. It's almost not believable because we've been so deceivable. We've been deceived to think we're normal people. So we stand in line with everybody else. But we got more power than that. So the dove of help fly in your life this morning. That's the Holy Ghost, you know. I wonder, can the blood of Jesus provide any help? Absolutely. Then the third verse in that Romans 12 is dealing with your faith. Don't let your thinking run your faith. Whoa. Don't let your thinking run your faith. Don't let your mind can't regulate your faith. Your mind can't handle faith. Faith's supposed to be handling your mind. So you notice in that third verse, he talks about your faith not going to work if you got mind faith. The word, I think the word think in that verse is used three times, isn't it? Huh? Your mind been messing your faith up. See, Satan can use your mind, but he can't use your faith. And so as a Christian, you can't be in a Sam thinking tank with the world. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He was talking to sinners. You know Isaiah 55? When he said, my thoughts, not your thoughts. He wasn't talking to Christians. He was talking to sinners. Meaning, as a Christian, I can think like God thinks. Watch this now. And I can believe like God believes. Wave your hand at me. Right. You here? I'll make sure you're here now because we've got to go some places that we need to go. We're talking about help, mercy. You ever heard that before? And help, mercy, and grace. I heard that. I said, Lord, I was praying, coming to my body. I thought he said, coming to the body of Christ. He said, no, coming to my body now. Say it. Help, mercy, and grace coming to my body now. Ooh, heaven is in the uproar. Heaven is in the uproar right now. All right? Now, take notes. Mercy, goodness, and grace. God's compassion and forgiveness flowing through our bodies because of his great love for you. Let me get this out to you. My brothers and sisters, we must learn how to receive our help from God's ways of doing things. I want to repeat that. My brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to receive our help from God's ways of doing things. Now, you know, you work different. Man blind. You know, you want to get a sterile cloth and rub his eye and put something on there. Jesus spit, get dirt and spit in it and splat mud over his eye. And see, God don't work normal. And so, your miracle. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Say, my miracle,
my miracle
is set up for me already.
But I
have to have faith to receive it. Because it's not going to be functioning from an intellectual basis. In order to walk with God, I almost have to be ready to do something silly to man mindset. Y'all don't want to talk to me here. Something out of the ordinary. Something I can't ask nobody to agree with me on. I've heard from God, so I have to move out by faith, by myself, because I trust him. I heard trusting the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do? Direct your path right straight into your help path. This morning, my health path. But the Bible says he lead me in the path of what? Your health path be released today. You got to stop thinking normal. Talking about supernatural health. We're talking about help from heaven. It's not going to be preached everywhere. They preach healing, laying of hand, but apostolically and prophetically, the Lord is bringing to the church back. What do you see? He brought them out. Whatever, Psalm. What is Psalm? He brought them out. There were not one few praying among them. Then he said he sent his word to heal us. Every time you say you can't get well, you're calling God a lie. And I don't want to stand close to you. Health miracles. I want you to get this down. Health signs. Health wonders coming to the body of Christ. And I got it down here. Health wrapped in God's supernatural wonders coming to the body of Christ. Now watch this. Immediate help. Suddenly help. Straightway help. Through waiting. You don't have to wait for a package that's already delivered. Mercy is God's heart compassion for his children, reaching out with his help, merciful help, graceful help. Now, I might not get no for in first 1.1 today. Turn to Romans chapter 4, because I'm going to walk you through this. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to make it until you get it. Romans chapter 4, turn there. Let us release the promises, grace, hope, and faith for help that can't fail. Let's release the promises, grace, hope, and faith for help that can't fail. Now we're talking about health. Now we're not talking about healing. We're talking about health. That can't fail. Now, the scriptures that we're about to look at now, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost just talk to us a few minutes. Glory, I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The body of Christ in a position right now. Whoa, I feel the power, boy, the glory of God. What? Because you see, many of us have become somewhat helpless in this sickness and disease traffic. It doesn't matter if your body is attacked, keep your bag packed. I'm not staying in this condition. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You go on a trip, you move in a hotel, but you ain't planning on staying there the rest of your life. Got somewhere else to go. Place called home. Help is your home, child. Say it out your mouth. Help is my home. What we're about to look at for a few moments, somebody say, praise God.
Praise
now, many will get healed while I'm talking. Yeah. And people, 20, 25, sick. Sick. 30, sick. Sick. You just started living. You just left the hospital. And y'all stop grabbing these old sickness, because you're old, I'm sick. Now, you know, you got to have something. I'll slap this out of the head. You ain't got to have nothing. Now, watch this. In Romans chapter 4, watch this. Verse 13. I want you to underline that word promise. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I want you to hear this now. My help is my faith rights. I have the right to be healthy because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He gave me his righteousness. I'm supposed to be living in three places. Romans 14:17, I think it is. No, what is it? Oh, help me, Lord. I got to get it. Is it Roman? What? The kingdom of God is? Romans 14:17? Yeah, turn there. I'm supposed to be living in three places. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody get a little jig right quick. Let your help get on you. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy. How would you act if all your health showed up today? Joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm supposed to be living in these three places. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. In my health, healthy body. He heard you. He heard you. Somebody told me he's a present help. In a time of trouble, I will lift my eyes to the hills. From whence coming my help? My help cometh from the Lord. You know what? I'm going to make a statement. You know what? I think I'm going to look back to God for my help. He'll give you instruction if you want you to do something else. But look back to him and follow this pattern. You may be seated. Go back to Romans 4 now. Because I want to walk you through this. I'm going to show you how this man got where he was going. All right. First of all, I want you to write a word down out of that 13th verse. Promise. Health has been promised to us. And God keeps his promises. Talk to me, somebody up in here. I preach by myself. God keep his word. God watches over his word to perform it. If he said it, wow, he's powerful enough to make it good. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. For they are health. Spirit of God says, set your mind on help mode. And I'm not talking about your carnal mind. You got a spiritual mind. Romans chapter 8, the carnal mind cannot please God. but be spiritually minded. And say, I have it now. Your body and your mind should not rule you. They are instruments for you to use. And they act like they're in charge, but they're not in charge. Your spirit man, talk to me in here. Your spirit man is in charge. Your body is not your master. Your body, your mind is not your master. They are instruments. Oh, talk to me, somebody. They are instruments. When don't let the instrument use you. You use the instrument. When your mind says you're going to stay sick, say, shut up. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, my body is well. You have an instrument, let the instrument use you. You gonna let your car tell you where to go? Your body's your car. Stop letting the car drive. Stop letting the car drive. You're supposed to be driving the car. The car can't tell you where you're going. I ain't going to no diabetes. I ain't crazy. I'm driving this thing. We're going to hell. Somebody help me preach up in here. Your mind is not you. Your mind is in a mass mind traffic. Your mind is mentally silly and say all kind of things because you catch every vibration that come through. That's why you got to renew your mind and think like God. Most physical condition in this house today, and on the sound of my voice, is from a mindset. Or feeling. Now listen to me very carefully, very simple, listen to this. Never let your feeling replace your faith. Sit down, write that down. Never let your feeling replace your faith. We don't walk by feeling. We don't walk by fact. We don't walk by failure. We walk by faith. We don't live by feeling. The just shall live by faith. Whatever needs to be changed, my faith going to change it. Man report, God report. Who report I'm going to believe? You got promise now? All right. Verse 14. Romans 4:14. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Now we got faith, as, we got faith, we got promise. I want you to underline that verse. I'm an heir of help. Help been promised to me. And I have to take it by faith. Did you hear that now?
Yes, sir.
Huh? God is not going to do nothing for you no more without you giving him faith. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a shocking to you. God ain't doing nothing else for you no more without you. He can't. If you're sick and can't get well, that's you got it tied up. Satan can't tie it up. What? Satan can't tie it up. That's why he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on your health this morning. Could God Almighty, woo, Jesus, woo, Jesus. I know. You said, preach about healing, lay a hand on me. No, I ain't. You need to know some things yourself.
Yes.
We're back to Ephesians 11 and 12 now. You need to be trained how to take care of your own body. You'll be in these lines the rest of your life. Then you get it and can't keep it. Look in the mirror and lay a hand on yourself. I'm not knocking laying in hand, but I just ain't laying in hand right now. People get hand laid on them and die. Your faith need to be strong. You need to know for yourself that God is your God. Talk to me up in here. Say, God is my God. Jesus is my Jesus. The Holy Spirit is my Holy Spirit. I got power myself. Let's release the promises, grace, hope, and faith for help that can't fail. Let's go a little further. Sit down. Verse 15, because the law worketh wrath, where no law is, there's no transgression. So it's not by law. Now look at verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. Now I'm going to take you to a voice. Now I'm not responsible what happened to you after this voice. But I'm going to take you to a voice right now. We'll go to a voice. This voice settled the whole case. Whatever your case is, this voice is going to settle it. If you do this voice, everybody in the sound of my voice, walk in divine health. In due season. Some immediately, some straightway. Some might take a week, some might take a month. I don't care how long it takes. Matter of fact, I feel anointed. I'm going to take you to two voices. I feel the presence of God. Hebrews 4:16. If you can't get it there, you won't get it. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, where we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need. If you can't get it there, it don't exist. That's why I want you to go. Your invitation is, let us therefore come boldly. You don't have to come there, you know, acting like you're all weak. Come boldly. Why? You got a right to go there. What you find there? Mercy and what?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mercy and grace. Now the revelation coming out now. Listen, listen, listen. I find out from John chapter 5. I think it's John 5:1. That's where that water was troubled. Huh? John 5. Somebody help me now. John 5, because I'm about to show you something tremendous. John chapter 5. And that was, wasn't that a pool there? Huh? And who come now? At a certain season. And what he did? Troubled the water. Well, he about to come down now. Because look, notice now again with me. Prishikata, help me, Holy Ghost. Hebrews 1:14. And I want to present to the body of Christ health angels. Angels assignment to bring health to the body of Christ. I'm releasing on you today health angels to help you manifest what's already belonged to you. Health angels cometh to you today. I receive you, lady. Health angel. You never heard of them. But look what it says in that 14th verse. Are not they all ministering spirit?
Yeah.
I got the right voice?
Yes, sir.
Sent forth?
Yeah.
To minister what? To minister how?
For?
What did it say? Minister for?
For
them.
Yeah.
The heir of salvation I receive.
Yes, sir.
This morning, by divine assignment, I'm about to close. You can take so much. I'm releasing your health angel to go with you everywhere you go from this day forward to protect your body the rest of your life. Then he said in Psalm, then he said he gave his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. That had to be a health angel stirring that water up. He put, that angel put miracles, signs, help, and wonder in that water. The first person stepped in, no matter what their condition was, they were made whole. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yeah.
Huh? You ready?
Yeah.
Watch what the Spirit of God said now. Jesus is that pool. And everybody can get in it. Just because you got in and got healed, that don't make no difference. I'm coming too. See, the first one got in and got healed, but this pool here, this pool that is not filled with water. Jesus' pool is filled with blood. Who ready to step in? Woo. See now, somebody say, I ain't moving. See, it takes faith to do that. The Spirit of God is moving now. I'm preaching. It takes faith. Who? Not by might, nor by power, by spirit. But see, when the gospel is being preached, you got to move by faith. I stepped in the pool this morning. I stepped in the blood this morning. I stepped in my healing this morning. I stepped in my health this morning. I stepped in the gift of healing this morning. I stepped in special faith. I stepped in working the miracle this morning. Today is my day. We sing, he got the whole world in his hand. Well, he got me in his hand too. See, now your mind, your consciousness, go turn to Romans 9:1, good God Almighty. Your conscious, you got to be, your awareness, your aliveness, you got to be awakened from your sleep and recognize the spirit world is greater. You got, go to Romans 9:1. You got to be conscious of every moment, no matter what your body is saying, no matter what your mind is saying. You got to be conscious that the Holy Ghost is in charge, and then the Holy Ghost can work a miracle any moment in my body. I tell the truth and I lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Woo, that I'm healed, that I'm healthy, that I'm going to live my whole life like God want me to live. I'm a fighter. I'm not a quitter. I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. Galatians 3:13 said Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed. I'm bought with a price. Sometime, you know, Lord. Wow. I'll make a statement here. Because I'm bought with a price, listen, I do not have to live by advice. You missed it. Because I'm bought with a price, I don't have to live by advice. When I get home after I leave here, I don't have to ask nobody, can I go in my house? You don't have to ask nobody, can you go in your help? We sing these songs. I will trust in the Lord. Well, do you trust him? Are you? I got to say it in ways that the Spirit of God give me. Going to let that help angel wing hit you this morning, because they're flapping in this building right now. Anybody can receive a miracle any moment when the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached. Wisdom is released to you right now. You are going to make wise decisions about your health. And the Holy Ghost is going to help you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me five or six more minutes. Let me sit down a minute. Because there's a part I want to get to in this text. Glory to God. No, I've done you any good. Preach myself happy. You know, I'm 57. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't got no little children here, right? And my wife's still happy. Hallelujah! I just want to tell y'all, I say that so y'all quit making all them excuses. Well, I'm preaching now. You might not like it, but I'm preaching. I don't know why the Lord want me to say that. I mean, I just said it. Help somebody, help somebody. All right, now. Verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end of promise. See, faith, grace, and promise you that. To make sure to all the seed, not that only what is the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth things that be not as though they were. You see that? You must be can hear you, can't he? Watch this. Here's where, verse 18, here's where you must wear your anointing. Here's where you must wear your faith. Here's where you must walk in blood. Here's where you must praise God when everything looks like it's going wrong. Yes, 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 you have the ability to dance when things not working out. When you operate by faith, you keep Satan confused. He can't get you to fall out and cry. He can't get you to grumble and complain. You still praising God and you still dancing. Woo, he don't know what the matter with that woman. What the matter with this man? You still dancing and laughing. You got joy unspeakable and full of glory. My joy don't operate by the situation. I got supernatural joy. I can have joy when everything looks like it's going wrong because I don't have regular joy. I got joy unspeakable and full of glory that come from God. I'm not sad, I'm glad. Because I know everything going to change into my favor. I got grace on me. I got mercy on me. I got the goodness of God on me. And I heard the psalmist David say, surely goodness and mercy going to follow me all the days of my life. My life is not over yet. So that means that goodness and mercy is still following me. That means I know now that I got a personal health angel and I'm going to let him do his job. I got the Holy Ghost living on me, in me. Old song we used to sing, hush, hush, somebody calling my name. Your name being called. You're being called to your health. You're being called to your long satisfied life. You're being called to your covenant. Tell somebody, I'm covered. This is a wholesome day. This is a day that the Lord have made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to talk about my pain. I'm not going to talk about how I feel. I'm going to talk my faith. Every time feeling try to come out of my mouth, I'm going to speak a word of God. You know, I tell my wife sometimes, I say, this is hurting a little bit. She said, I'll talk about that. So I do her the same thing. Hallelujah. Let me read and close. You can stand or sit or whatever you want to do, run or whatever. Verse 18. Now this way you got to get, this way you got to get the top. This way you got to get it at. Watch. This where your health is. Listen. Verse 18. Wife 100, he over 100. Talking about having my baby. But he had a promise. Your health is the same way. Don't care how long you've been putting up with it. Today is your day. Because here's what you're going to do. Look at 18 for you. Who against hope, natural hope, you see, believe in hope that it might become, that he might become the father of many nations. He had the promise, he had grace, he had faith. According to that, what? Oh my. Look at what? According to what? Some of y'all are not with me now. According to that, what? So should I see it be. Same way for your health. Say, Pastor, why are you on help so much? Because it's an apostolic prophetic assignment. The church knows nothing about it. All right, verse 19. God dog it. Verse 19. I'm tired of you whining. And being not weak in faith. Listen, what you got to do to this body. He considered not his own body. You know what we thought about Romans 12? 1, you remember? He considered not his own body now dead. Now, not sick. When he was about 100 years old. And he looked at Calvin. He said, you ain't gonna be sick either. I believe we both healthy. Yeah. A woman looking for a man to sit in the house. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but what happened? And what strong faith does? Do you have strong faith this morning? Let me close here. Giving glory to God. Your health give glory to God. Stop complaining and confess. Stop dying and decree. With Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Stop worrying about the report. Make a report. Yeah. Write another report. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Somebody write, say something else. Say the opposite. They told you it wasn't going to work. Say it's working. Do something. You got the power. You got the glory on you. You got the word of God. You got faith. Talk to me up in here. Don't stand still while I'm talking. Do something. Say stop up in here. God done it. God is moving in the body of Christ. This is our day. This is our hour. Shine, shine, shine. So let your light shine before men that they may see my good work in you. Glory.
Glory,
glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Somebody shout. Montreal. Y'all sing something hot. Give us a chance to just rock a little bit. Hurry up, sing something hot. Give us a ta 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 ta. Ka ta ta. Oh, ta. What? Help come to my body today. Lay your hand on your body. Talk to it. Whatever you're dealing with, tell it right now. You're going to leave my body in the name of Jesus. I got power on the inside of me. Jesus on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost on the inside of me. The Word of God on the inside of me. The Kingdom of God is on the inside of me. The blood of Jesus on the inside of me. The name of Jesus on the inside of me. Come on, come on, come on, come on.